Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Oh, the weekend's almost here. Hang in there. It'll be here soon, and you can just kind of kick back and relax. At least I hope most of you get to do that this weekend. We got a great show, of course, here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowering you to be healthier, so we're going to have some health news you're not going to hear anywhere else. We are going to be talking about vitality and being ageless, and there's some nutrition that can help promote our longevity. So we're going to talk about that. And if we get time, we're going to talk about some of the things we can do for the summertime stuff that can really ruin our day. You know, rashes, bug bites, things like that. And if we get time, we may even fit in some news on some spastic colon. So lots of good stuff here, and we do have a quack report, but before we get to that, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, always praying for them. And while we're at it, while we're on the knees, humbling ourselves before the Lord, pray for all of America. We know we have a National Day of Prayer coming up in August, the first weekend in August. But, yeah, that's a good idea, but don't wait for that to hit the knees and seek the Lord's face. Mind the time. Do it now. And pray for righteous men and women to be strong and to stand up in this country and to band together as Americans and usher back in what used to be so glorious in America. And you know what that was? The entity of God being involved in our schools and our businesses and just about everything in our community. So when we got rid of God, we got rid of prosperity. We got rid of joy. So we got to bring him back. Yes, yes, and so we can flourish once again. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Hey, there's a new book out called Tomato Land. If you ever wanted to know about the real horrors of conventional agriculture, this is your book. Yeah, most people kind of know, are aware of the dirty little secrets behind how much of the food is produced and what happens to it before it reaches the grocery store. Massive amounts of chemical pesticides, fertilizers, genetically engineered foods, and of course, slave labor, just to name a few things. But this book, Tomato Land, was written by investigative food journalist Barry Esterbrook, and it gives some firsthand accounts of what really is behind modern agriculture. Basically, it does hit on some of the slave migrant workers that they get from South America and from Mexico. And they're pretty much stuck, you know, once they get here. They're kind of tricked into coming here, and they're pretty much treated like slaves, pretty atrocious. This is a $5 billion a year industry harvesting tomatoes and what they do to people to get it there. So it may inspire you to start your own garden, grow some luscious, flavorful tomatoes, not what we get at the store. Okay, moving along in the quack report. New diabetes drug they think is linked to infections and cancer. Yeah, there's been some tests on this new diabetic drug for type 2 diabetes. It's being developed by Bristol-Myers Squibb and AstraZeneca. Have revealed that there's been some problems in the test phase. A two-year study actually found that out of 5,478 patients that treated with this drug called dapagliflozin, 9 of them got bladder cancer. Now, in the control group of about 3,000, there was only one person that developed bladder cancer. So based on those results, if you take dapagliflozin,
It appears you're 5 times more likely to develop bladder cancers than people not taking it. Also, the results were pretty similar for breast cancer. So apparently, if you're taking that, you are 4 times more likely to develop breast cancer than if you're not taking it. Now, the way this dapagliflozin works is it blocks glucose from being absorbed into the bloodstream through the kidneys, and instead it dispels it directly through the urine. It artificially floods the urinary tract with excessive sugar, and the urinary tract and in the genital area can be prone to bacterial infections because of that, because sugar's not being processed the normal way. Yeah, God knows better. You know what I'm saying? Also, other serious side effects to this drug were back pain, influenza, diarrhea, headache, nasopharyngitis, upper respiratory tract infections, renal impairment or failure, and hypoglycemia. So there's another drug to avoid right there. Moving along in the Quack Report, we have a new bill in the Senate, Senate Bill 1310, introduced by Senator Dick Durbin. It's called the Dietary Supplement Labeling Act of 2011, and it basically threatens to undermine your dietary supplement industry. It gives the U.S. Food and Drug Administration more power despite their failure to enforce existing laws already on the books. The Council for Responsible Nutrition, it's a leading trade association representing dietary supplement industry, has come out against this bill in opposition, saying it will, quote, punish all responsible companies with overreaching mandates, end of quote. And Senate Bill 1310 appears to basically do nothing except assault the supplement industry in disguise of making things safer. You know, that's basically how they operate. Now, the provision in the bill includes burdensome registration requirements for all supplement manufacturers, an enhanced labeling requirement mandating a disclosure of the supplement blends, and new legal definition for supplements and foods. And it's going to be much more difficult for honest supplement manufacturers to actually conduct business. That's right. And let me just dive into that just a little bit more, because the FDA's new scheme in all of this is really to outlaw nearly all your nutritional supplements formulated after October of 1994. Now, there's some detailed analysis of this new proposed regulation revealing it would absolutely gut nutritional products and the industry if this regulation in this bill is put through. So every nutritional supplement, this is some of the highlights, a company will be forced to submit comprehensive NDI, called New Dietary Ingredient Documentation, for each ingredient used in each product they sell. Okay, so let's say you got supplement X here, bottle of supplement X. Let's say there's 8 ingredients in there. So the manufacturer of this product has to submit 8 individual NDI documented reports. So this is going to be like hundreds of thousands of NDI applications that will flood the FDA office. And you know how efficient they are. You know, they're going to get to them right away. This is going to be a huge burden, overreaching the paperwork of the dietary supplement industry. It's going to be incredible. And guess what? All supplement companies have to remove the product from interstate commerce for 75 days so that the FDA can actually look at that application. So you can't even sell it and make money while they dick around over there. Man, this is ticking me off like no other. And you guys need to stand up out there. If you want your supplements without paying out the wazoo, because this is going to push the price of even the really ridiculous supplements that the pharmaceutical industry puts out, it's going to push the price up. Like, yeah, you guys got to get off the stick. Phone. Make phone calls. Write letters. Do whatever. Otherwise, you're not going to get your stuff. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, it sounds like, evil is up and running like it's usually doing, and it takes the good righteous people to beat it on back. And if you're not going to do that, well, so be it. You're not going to have your supplements to keep you healthy. Okay, we're going to talk about, here's a question. Did Methuselah eat grass? You know who Methuselah is, right? I hope you do. Because most baby boomers have some knowledge of the Holy Scriptures and about the story of Methuselah. Some of the younger generation, they don't even know who Noah is. But anyway, Methuselah lived a long, long time. And natural health experts state that we only live a fraction of our lives due to poor nutrition. So we think living to 75, 80 years of age is pretty old, but are we settling for shortened lives when we could live to be 140? Well, in biblical times, we read that our ancient ancestors lived to be 700, 800, and over 900 years old. Methuselah lived to be 969 years old. You can read about it in Genesis chapter 5. Now, can you imagine living that long? Now, I don't think our government would approve, especially since the government's Ponzi scheme, known as Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, could not compensate for such longevity. So, heck, you know, I'd just settle for a few hundred years of ancient vitality. What do you say? But alas, there's probably some law out there that says, you know, you can't work or live past 90. So we know that the ancients ate healthier than we do today. So what did they eat that helped them live longer and active life? Well, we're going to look into that. Yes, we are. See if we can't do some of that for ourselves. Outlive these criminal politicians. What do you think? Okay, let's talk about the culture clues, because our ancient ancestors gave us some clues. They did things a little differently than we do today. Now, they took actually time to enjoy a meal, for one thing, and they reclined on the floor or at the table when they ate. They kind of laid down. Often there was only two meals served, noon and evening. And eating utensils probably kind of scarce, and eating with your hands was pretty common, and it still is today at some levels. You know, barbecue ribs, fried chicken, that's definitely some hands-on food right there. But, you know, whole grain breads, they were used for dipping into soups and stews. There weren't any double-decker sandwiches, no. So let's check out the nutrition they had, because the whole grains that the ancients used included barley, flax, millet, spelt, and wheat. The meats that they ate were lamb, deer, antelope, ox, gazelle, goat, fish, quail, and chicken. They had milk, and they had curds and eggs and olive oil. These are all, you know, the staple items, along with some spices and salt, like mustard, garlic, coriander, cumin, and fennel. Now, I'm not into eating bugs, but, you know, our ancestors did eat locusts, grasshoppers, and crickets with honey. The beverage of choice was pretty much water, but wine was also served. Fruits and nuts were in abundance, such as figs and almonds. An ancient dish would probably have been lamb stew with figs and served with some wine. Apple salad would have been a side dish, and for dessert, they served raisin or barley cake with tea. Now, if lamb stew was not on the menu, how about some fish cooked with honeycomb with whole baked onions? For chicken lovers, there was no Bojangles or KFC fried chicken, but you would have been served chicken with spinach and prunes. And the ancients knew how to cook simply for nutrition's sake, and they also used combinations of spicy and sweet to make the meal interesting and satisfying. Well, let's talk about the ancients. Do you think they had any supplements? What do you suppose? Did our ancient ancestors have their version of supplements to stay healthy? Well, in a way they did, but they didn't look at them as supplements. It was pretty much a way of life. Now, take, for instance, wheatgrass. Wheatgrass, which is the leafy blade without the gluten-rich wheat grain. So therefore, wheatgrass is a gluten-free food. Now, the use of wheatgrass goes back to the ancient Egypt time, 5,000 years ago. And the Egyptians held the wheatgrass as a sacred food due to its positive health benefits and vitality. Now, jumping forward to the 1930s, wheatgrass was becoming popular in America. Now, thanks to Charles Schnabel, an agricultural chemist, he helped make wheatgrass pretty popular, along with some research studies using chickens. Wheatgrass was shown to offer extensive health benefits through the research with chickens. And by the way, if you do have chickens, you know, feed them some wheatgrass because they're going to produce some very high-quality eggs. Now, Schnabel was able to get the attention of two large corporations, Quaker Oats and American Dairy. And they contributed millions to further research into the benefits of wheatgrass. Now, Schnabel later sold a powdered wheatgrass supplement. And by the 1940s, doctors such as Charles Kettering was promoting the healthy properties of the chlorophyll in wheatgrass and other foods. So, you know, the ancients weren't so stupid. You know, they knew some stuff. Well, let's look at some of the wheatgrass studies, because there have been a few. Yes, there have. There have been many studies done on wheatgrass. Many researchers found it was beneficial for boosting the blood and the immune system. Now, this vital food is loaded with lots of vitamins and minerals, and one study found that wheatgrass helped to control inflammation and irritable bowel syndrome and colitis. Just 3 ounces of wheatgrass juice per day seemed to relieve the pain, the diarrhea, and the rectal bleeding. No clinical trials have been done on wheatgrass regarding cancer, although there are reports that wheatgrass helps to shrink tumors. Other sources have stated that wheatgrass nutrition helps with the common cold, bronchitis, infections, cystitis, gout, arthritis, skin disorders, constipation, and anemia. Now, according to Dr. Chris Reynolds, there was a pilot study, and it suggests that wheatgrass helps to remove toxicity from the blood of breast cancer patients that are undergoing chemotherapy. One paper of case studies of patients with skin disorders showed that the chlorophyll in the wheatgrass helped, it had therapeutic effects in stimulating the cell metabolism to repair damaged skin tissue. Now, when used on burn patients, the wheatgrass cut the rate of infection and accelerated the healing rate. Now, some research has gone on to use wheatgrass with the leukemia patients, and it seemed to help deter cell death. Japanese and U.S. scientists have long studied the benefits of wheatgrass. Dr. Arthur Robinson, director of the Oregon Institute of Science and Medicine, headed a wheatgrass project back in 1978 at the Linus Pauling Institute. Their findings were that wheatgrass reduces the likelihood and severity of cancerous lesions in mice by 75%. And other studies have confirmed this finding, such as the research done by Dr. Chin-Nai Lai of the University of Texas, and his work was published in the Nutrition and Cancer Journal. And in addition to all this, wheatgrass has a cleansing effect of toxins and heavy metals on the vital organs of the human body, including the blood system. So it's got some game out there, wheatgrass. It's got some heavy-duty benefits, really. So, you know, go ahead and graze away. That's what I say, because what nutrition do you suppose you can expect in wheatgrass? Well, it contains nearly the same amount of vitamin C as found in citrus, but it has more than in tomato. Wheatgrass also has lots of vitamin A, and one serving pretty much is like eating 350 pounds of carrots. It also is an excellent source of vitamin B, and I almost forgot, it also contains vitamin E. Minerals are also found in wheatgrass. You got calcium and iron, sodium, potassium, magnesium, selenium, zinc, and some other trace elements. Not to mention, you're also going to receive 17 amino acids to help the body digest and absorb protein. The chlorophyll in the wheatgrass offers protection from carcinogens, and the Japanese have done research on the chlorophyll as a cancer deterrent because it neutralizes toxins. Now, how much wheatgrass per dose are we talking about, and how often do we have to take it? Well, if you are using pure wheatgrass by itself, you can use about a quarter of a teaspoon of it in a powdered form 1 to 3 times a day. Now, if you are using wheatgrass along with other grasses and herbs, you would want to use 1 to 2 tablespoons several times a day, but usually once is sufficient. So you can use it as needed pretty much. So, you know what, folks? Why don't we live longer and live better? How about that? We might not live as long as Methuselah, but we can definitely benefit from the pure nutrition wheatgrass has to offer. So for some top quality organic wheatgrass along with 11 other nutritious grasses and herbs, check out the Body Foundation food mix that's made by Apothecary Herbs, a 1 month supply, under $40, and has a money back guarantee, an excellent superfood that you can pair with your organ cleansing and immune boosting. Maximize it all with that. It's awesome. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for their Body Foundation food mix. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219. 803-746-0219, or check the item out on their website, www.thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And that'll be your pure energy source right there. And check that out if you get a chance. And they're also their male and female organ cleanse packages, which are awesome. So you get 5 organ cleanses in one package. Definitely make you ship shape in no time. Yep. And don't forget, if you want quality products like this, you need to let your representatives know in Washington, the FDA. Leave the herbs alone. Leave the supplements alone. I mean, they're authorizing deadly pharmaceuticals and nuclear medicine. Of course, radiation kills you. Very sick. Ask the people over in Japan from the meltdown. But nuclear radiation is approved by the FDA. So we can't trust these folks to protect us. We got to do it ourselves. We have to do everything ourselves. That's what we're going to have to do. All right, I'm off my soapbox for now. But, you know, if they're going to push the industry to fill out a piece of paper for every ingredient to wait, 75 days, almost 3 months to get it approved, and when you can't get the product for that long, and then it may not be approved, who's going to be in business? Nobody. Nobody but the pharmaceutical company is going to be in business. And that's what the goal is, to take over the supplement industry and push out crap that's not worth taking and reduce the population, I guess. That's the goal. So are you going to stand for that? That's a question. I know I'm not. Not me. Oh, I know. Okay, so it's almost bottom of the hour break, and we got lots of other health news to talk about, and we got spastic colon and summertime stuff. Let's talk about that. Warmer weather means you're outside more. Means you're coming in contact with some things like, critters, bugs, plants that may be, poisonous. So let's talk about some of that. You may even be looking for, the pesticides from the hardware store. Let's see what we can find out that's more natural and easier to use. Be right back.
Oh, pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thethepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herbalist Wendy Wilson. We're going to be talking about how summer summertime can give us a little problem, can bite us, but let's see if we can't nip it in the bud. So before you, you know, you start going to the hardware store for all kinds of pesticides, for all kinds of bugs out there, the bees, the hornets, the ants, yellow jackets, spiders, you know, you can, and also you can have some allergic reactions to those stings. I understand that. So let's talk about how that works and what we can do naturally. So why does a bug bite deliver such misery? Think about it. Well, they got venom. Bugs inject some water-soluble nitrogen chemical through their stinger, and they shove it into you, and your body has an allergic reaction. Now, for those more sensitive to stings and venom, it's going to be more toxic to them, and it causes some serious health risks and even possible death. Now, you'd be surprised how many times you've been within 3 feet of a poisonous creature, and you didn't even know it, like a snake. Nearly 20% of all snake bites in the United States are life-threatening, and the good news is that compared to the world, the United States does not have the most venomous snakes or bugs. You actually have to travel to Costa Rica and check it out there. I don't recommend you do that, though. Now, I don't like spiders and snakes. When it comes to bugs and snakes, you know, I'm kind of like Indiana Jones. I hate snakes. However, snakes do have a purpose to help prevent the spread of disease and to keep, you know, crop losses to a minimum by eating rodents. So snakes were, you know, revered in the ancient Greek cities as healers, actually. The Greek mythology god of medicine carried two entwined snakes on a staff. Oh, yeah, that's our medical symbol. Right. Mm. We just did a show on that. Go back to the archives and hit that up. But there are 725 species of venomous snakes worldwide, and 250 contain enough poison to kill a human with one bite. Now, by far the most venomous snake in the United States is the copperhead. Now, this snake likes to be around rocks and water, so if you have a rock garden by your pool, be on the lookout. Now, rattlesnakes are somewhat easier to avoid by letting you know that, you know, you're too close to them. They rattle their little tails. But copperheads, coral snakes, and cottonmouth snakes can be within striking distance before you even realize it. So for your safety and for the safety of your pets, here are a few tips to help you avoid these kind of snakes and snake bites. You want to avoid tall grass and areas where you've seen wild rodents. You want to stay, don't stray from the hiking paths if you're going to go hiking. Also, avoid rock climbing. I know that's fun and all, but you might find something you don't want to find. And don't handle a snake without professional training. And, don't be that Steve Irwin kind of guy. And also, adult snake fangs are 3/4 inch and can penetrate most boots. So just because you got boots on, don't think you're invincible there. Now, the symptoms of a snake bite, you can tell by the distance between the fang prong bite, that mark, if you've encountered a baby or an adult snake. And in many cases, the venom from a baby or young adult snake can be more toxic. Therefore, don't let the size of the snake fool you. Now, you've also, you'll have some bloody discharge at the puncture site, some swelling, bruising, pain. You might even have diarrhea, weakness, dizziness, fainting, sweating, blurred vision, and even convulsions. So you should seek medical attention as soon as you can, especially for children and the elderly. So don't play around with that. Now let's talk about these creepy spiders. I couldn't watch the movie Arachnophobia. I can't. Mm-mm. I don't like spiders. I get goosebumps just thinking about spiders. Although the United States does not have the most poisonous snakes or spiders, it does have, though, a really bad venomous spider called the black widow and even the brown recluse. Now, your black widow spider has an orange hourglass marking on the abdomen and can be found almost anywhere because it likes warm, dark habitats. Now, the brown recluse has that violin-shaped mark on the mid region of the body, and it likes sheltered areas like wood piles, loose bark, under stones, hollow logs, dark storage areas like closets, garages, basements, and attics. And other, you know, seldom disturbed places. That's where it likes to hang out. Now, the brown recluse is not an aggressive spider, but the bite is going to disturb you big time. So if you disturb the spider, he's going to bite you, and it's going to be bad. Let's look at some of the symptoms of these bites. Now, if you encounter the black widow spider and it bites you, the symptoms are going to be cramps, sweating, dizziness, headache, tremors, nausea, vomiting, pain, blood pressure spiking, and possible death. Death is rare and usually occurs if a child or an elderly person is bitten. Now, the bite from the brown recluse spider offers the following symptoms: weakness, nausea, vomiting, high fever, flu-like symptoms, joint pain, and possible convulsions. Now, this bite is very destructive to tissue and muscle at or around the bite site. So the tissue will be ulcerated, tends to, you know, die, get necrotic, falls off, leaves a gaping wound, takes months to heal, leaving some deep scars. You may even have to have some debridement and surgery to cut away some of the dead tissue, and you may have a, you know, big hole in your leg there if it bit you on the leg. So the destructive venom of the brown recluse can encompass as much as 10 inches in diameter around the bite itself. So if muscle is severely affected, surgery may be required to avoid gangrene and may cause some disfigurement. So the bite becomes painful and itchy within 2 to 8 hours, and the destructive force of the venom begins within 12 to 36 hours. So over the next few days, the tissue and muscle die, and it basically just falls off. So, you know, time is of the essence there. You have a window of opportunity to deal with that. We're going to talk about how to deal with it. So what about scorpions? Well, you'll find scorpions in the warmer regions. They will deliver a very painful sting by injecting venom deep into the tissue, and it can be fatal. However, scorpions rarely sting humans as they are pretty much nocturnal. You may want to check under your bed, though, and in between your sheets, as they have been known to scamper in between the bedchamber sheets there and hide under the covers. So what can we do? Well, there are some things you can do. If you encounter these poisonous bugs and snakes and whatnot, nothing beats some good old-fashioned Indian medicine, as I like to put it. If you can't get to emergency medical attention, there's some things you can do in the interim until you get there. Nothing beats a product called skin poultice. Apothecary Herbs makes it, but the American Indians invented it. It's a product that's very good for bee stings, bug bites, mystery bug bites, brown recluse spider bites, snake bites, and what it does is it draws the venom that was injected in out. So it minimizes the damage, and also you can use it on these bee stings, wasp stings, and leave it on for 30 minutes. And when you take it off, there's no discomfort, just a little bit of swelling and redness, but it's almost like you weren't bitten at all. So it's really great for especially kids around the pool in the summertime, and they get stung with stuff. You can put that on, let them sit out for a half hour, not get wet, and then take it off, and it's fine. Awesome stuff, really. And it is an ingredient, though, in the portable snake bite kit that they had put together, too. So you have some options there. Also excellent for poison ivy, oak, and sumac. Put the poultice on, and it kind of dries up the oils from that plant that are irritating the skin. So check that out. It's under $20, and you can check that out. They're on the Apothecary Herbs website, thepowerherbs.com. Yep, thepowerherbs.com. And be prepared for summer, at least somewhat prepared. There you go. So call them toll-free if you want a free product catalog or to order the skin poultice. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, and if you're outside the U.S., 803-746-0219, and again, thepowerherbs.com. And by the way, stay tuned because soon, real soon, we're going to announce the annual big event, the stock-up special. Apothecary Herbs likes to offer a stock-up special at a discount so you can get ready for the cold and flu season and save some money. So get ready. We're going to be announcing that real soon where you can take part in that. All right. We're going to talk about spastic colon, because we got a few minutes here, estimated 30% of the adult U.S. population is diagnosed with spastic colon, that cramping and discomfort. The condition affects both men and women. However, females outnumber the males. And we have been led to believe that spastic colon is a 20th century term for colitis. However, Dr. Marvin Schulter, a gastroenterologist at Johns Hopkins Medical Center in Baltimore, says that colitis means that the colon is inflamed. An irritable bowel syndrome does not cause inflammation. A more accurate medical term for spastic colon is motor disorder manifesting irritability involving the gut. So irritable bowel syndrome would be another name to describe spastic colon because there is a motor disorder. There is there's much disagreement, though, in the medical profession about what is the cause of spastic colon or IBS. Some physicians feel that it is a psychosomatic condition and not a disease because they are not able to find the physical cause. Well, let's look at some of the symptoms. Spastic colon involves strong and frequent symptoms of diarrhea, constipation, pain, and that cramping. And science tells us that these symptoms are influenced by our diet and by stress. Physicians say spastic colon does not increase your risk of colon cancer or other digestive diseases. However, I tend to disagree. Any imbalance or blockage in the body will create a weakness and nutritional depletion, creating a window of opportunity for a secondary disease. Now, Dr. Marcelo Barreiro, a gastroenterologist expert, says that the intestine has its own separate nervous motor system, and it reacts to gas, depression, food, stress. So, you know, it's stimulated, and it works on its own. So your brain really does not, it's not able to control the gut. And you have this network of nerve cells inside your gut wall that are independent from the brain for function. The brain reacts to stress. It sends confusing signals to the digestive system, causing nerve irritability. And from that, in the gut, you get that cramping and spasming and other symptoms because things are out of sync. And some physicians, like Dr. Douglas Drosman, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, he says that stress does not cause irritable bowel syndrome, but simply aggravates the condition. And, of course, modern medicine tries to reduce symptoms with their medications, but really has no cure for the condition because they're not addressing the cause. So let's troubleshoot. Physicians recommend changing eating habits. They, you know, eat healthier, eat smaller, and more frequent meals. Manage your stress better. That's what patients are told. Now, research from Great Britain suggests that the condition may be a result of food combinations that the body doesn't like. Many health experts feel a majority of the spastic colon is from several food groups: milk, fried food, fatty foods, chocolate. And, of course, Italian physicians, they studied hospital patients with spastic colon. Guess what they found? 74% were milk intolerant. So putting the patients on a milk-free lifestyle resolved the condition. So those patients returning to their milk and putting the milk back in the diet, hey, they had a recurrent bout of spastic colon. Other causes seem to point to dietetic sweeteners like sorbitol. Now, if you find this ingredient, it'll probably be in a majority of things like chewing gum, jam, mints, and a slew of other products. The New York Medical College in Valhalla did research on sorbitol, and it was a trigger for irritable bowel syndrome and spastic colon. The results suggested the sorbitol was a common culprit, and it is not identified by most physicians as being the cause. So removing many of the food triggers can negate the need for the time-consuming and expensive diagnostic tests and drugs and maybe even surgery. They also discovered that natural sugar, fructose, by itself or mixed with sorbitol can produce similar symptoms in some people. So this means foods like peaches, apple juice, pears, plums, prunes, gum, jam, and chocolate would be pretty much off limits. And according to British research, coffee can also be a problem because 30% of those with irritable bowel syndrome and spastic colon reacted to the coffee. So you might want to just, you know, tweak that lifestyle a little bit. Here are some basics real quickly. Dr. Martin Eastwood, he's a gastroenterologist, he tells his patients to eat a handful or two of bran, add an orange and apple to avoid digestive disease and malfunction. So eating fiber on a regular basis over time can balance the colon motor function and eliminate the diarrhea and the constipation. The gastroenterologist at the top of their profession will have their patients skip the expensive test and advise patients to eat psyllium or bran to address their irritable bowel syndrome and their spastic colon. So bulking up the stool with bran is going to help the colon muscles function properly by putting the right amount of pressure on the nerves in the gut wall. It can also take up to 3 months for this diet tweaking to correct the digestive malfunction. So don't give up. Nearly 50% of those who adjust their diet to avoid culprit foods have significant improvement. And you will most likely pinpoint at least 5 foods that trigger your spastic colon when you keep a food journal for a few weeks. So don't be surprised. You're going to find cereal made from wheat or corn, potatoes, rye, barley, onions, cabbage, beans, citrus fruits, tea, soda, and foods with excessive sugar or artificial sugar in them that will trigger your digestive problem. Also, highlight foods that trigger a headache or fatigue and remove them also from the diet as well. There are some theories, though. Why are we allergic to some of these foods and not others? Well, according to Dr. John Hunter, he's a gastroenterologist at Addenbrook Hospital in Cambridge, there is an abnormal balance in the gut flora, or the good healthy bacteria, and some foods that use, if you use antibiotics, you're going to disrupt that flora. So if we get an imbalance, that could be it. He thinks that this is because his research has led him to discover there's an abnormally high amount of bacteria that survives without oxygen in the stool of those with spastic colon. And they usually develop those bacteria when they eat specific trigger foods. There you go. Trigger food can cause a 100-fold jump in disrupting the floras causing the symptoms. So be aware, if you had just a little smidgen of chocolate, because it's got milk in it, it could cause an avalanche of symptoms. So, you know, you got some of God's good medicine. Many are pretty much not satisfied with the results of prescribed medications in these situations. And they're tending to look for more natural medicines or therapies to resolve their spastic colon. And the ancient Greeks, you know what, they used peppermint leaf as a digestive aid for spastic colon to stop pain and bloating and gas. Peppermint also relaxes the colon muscle. Other herbs, which also relax the colon muscle and stop the pain and the spasm, are valerian root and lobelia herb. Fenugreek will help with the burning sensation, and, of course, willow bark and meadowsweet also relieve pain and inflammation. Don't forget your fennel seed will also get rid of gas and bloating, and slippery elm will get rid of diarrhea and dysentery. So those are the herbs that you might want to check out. The ancients used those, and they're still absolutely awesome today. You know, God's original medicine right there. If you're looking for those herbs, they're in a handy digestion kit, a travel kit. You can check that out at thepowerherbs.com or call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have your peppermint leaf, your fennel seed, your valerian root, your slippery elm, your fenugreek, your pain formula with willow bark and meadowsweet, and your liquid lobelia known as relaxation formula. Also great if you want to slip off to sleep nicely. It's nice. So check all that out at thepowerherbs.com. Their website is there, thepowerherbs.com. Of course, toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you need to call the international number, 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219. And for those of you who want to learn more about herbs and natural therapies, kind of roll up your sleeves and get familiar with it all and take away a little mystery and get confident using herbs, your backup medicines, check out the Power Herbs book. It's a 400-page book. It's a PDF download from the powerherbs.com website. It's just $14.99. You can print it out if you'd like, or you could send it over to your copy center if you want to print it off. But it's handy on whatever application you want on your computer, your handheld device. Take it with you on the airplane if you're traveling this summer, and learn how to use 13 herbs every medicine cabinet should have. You'll learn about combination therapies. You'll even learn how to make your own herbal products in that book, as well as that handy herb symptom reference guide. So you can look up symptoms, see what your herb options are. And I wrote that for you. It's a good basic beginner book. I hope you enjoy it. And right now you can get it as a download for under $15 at the powerherbs.com website. All right. Well, we don't have a whole lot of time to jump into another topic, so we're going to save that for next time. And if you do have a health topic that you'd like me to cover on the show, don't hesitate to contact me at Apothecary Herbs Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Time, or send me an email off the website at thepowerherbs.com, and I'll try to include that in the show. I'm getting some calls basically lately on some things, including the cleanses, and you know, how often do I cleanse? Well, why should I cleanse? Well, you know, organ cleansing is just helping the system purge toxins a little more efficiently. If you got a system that's kind of bogged down, then those things can be reabsorbed and cause problems. So, organ cleansing is efficient, gentle, safe, and when you do them correctly. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs are experts in that, and that's what they do, along with immune boosting. So if you're interested in doing your five organ system cleanses, bowel, urinary, liver, gallbladder, blood system, they're the people to call. So you can get the toxins out and then change that diet. Get some nutrition in, good nutrition in. Don't recongest the system. And you cleanse and nourish. That's the cleanse and nourish approach. And you know what? That's what the ancients did. And they did okay, and they didn't have hospitals and copays and Medicare. They did okay. Methuselah did okay. So you just got to, you know, keep that diet simple and basic and clean, and you know, spend 30 minutes in the kitchen, make something good. You know, there's some foods you can make, Mediterranean cookbooks, in and out in 30 minutes, and it's healthy. It's not loaded with fillers, sugars, preservatives, and your body's going to notice. You're going to notice. You're going to feel better. So the cleanse and nourish approach, insanely simple, basically ancient. Our creator God designed it. It's perfect. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com if you want to learn how to get rid of those toxins you've been carrying around. You don't need them anymore. And let your body unburden the body. And it can function a whole lot better, a whole lot faster. You're making over a million cells every day. You got to have nutrition and protein to do that. Hope you're getting some good stuff. If not, pick up some of that wheatgrass. Oh my goodness, single cell plant proteins like no other. You will be amazed at what you can do with some super nutrition in the system. Body Foundation food mix. You throw it in juice, make a smoothie, wham bam, you're done. You'll have lots of energy, and you can eat lighter. You need to drop some weight, hey, that's a safe way to do it. It's a healthy way to do it. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get your free product catalog in the mail at 866-229-3663 or download their PDF version of the catalog off their website at thepowerherbs.com. Don't wait another minute, especially when we've got our people on, you know, the Hill in Washington wanting to put supplement manufacturers out of business. So you won't have this option. You'll have the Obamacare option. That's what you'll have. So do your due diligence. Contact them and tell them, hands off. Leave it alone. This is food, God's food. He knows what he's doing. And don't try to reinvent the wheel. That's what I say. I'm out of time. But, you know, don't go anywhere. Messiah's Branch right now coming up with Pastor Dan Catlin. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.